Welcome to Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast.
This is what life is all about. I have a cup of Cafe Nero. We're not sponsored by Nero.
They'd love to be.
But my God, would we love to be, because they're actually our favourite coffees. You turned down my headphones there when you did that.
Do you want louder?
A little bit louder. Yeah, two. We're perfect now.
A little bit louder now. A little bit. I'm actually on a different microphone.
Why is that?
I'm relaxed. I realised that last week's episode, when I was doing the birthday messages, I was in your seat, and you have a microphone where you can lean back and enjoy it.
It's so nice. You can really soak in, be present. Thank you very much for choosing this podcast. We are here. You are there. You're listening to us. And last week was extra special because, Graham, it was your birthday and you got so many birthday messages. But you got one more message sent to you the other day, and we need to play it and then we'll end it because your birthday's over. But please give us context.
So I listen to, of course, listen to Spin 1038.
Oh.
All the time.
Religiously.
All the time. If I'm not listening to Peter Collins, I'm listening to Steve Kay, then I'm listening to The Zoo Crew, and then I'm listening to Martin Gilfillan.
And then you listen to our Spin podcast, Fully Charged Daily.
I am so consumed by it all. However, in the morning time, when I'm in the car and I am driving to work, there's only music playing on Spin. And you know what? Sometimes I kind of want a little bit of company in the car.
But Spin's fantastic.
Oh man, Spin's so good. I switch around the channels for the last year and a bit, so I've been driving to work.
Who gives you company?
RTE Radio 1.
You obnoxious bastard.
On a show called Rising Time with Shea Byrne. And I absolutely love it because his voice is so soft. And he's doing, he'll be like this. This will be an example.
Okay, so wait.
Come on.
Just, wait, frequency.
Good morning. This is RTE Radio 1 with Shea Byrne. You're listening to Rising Tide. Nathan Riley's been in contact this morning. Nathan, a good friend of mine, Nathan. We actually went to Bruges a couple of years ago.
No,
it was a great. I can't hear you. Nathan. No, I'm just talking to myself.
What?
It was a great weekend away.
Shake.
And he's saying this morning, it's 7 degrees.
It's 7 degrees.
Shut up. It's 7 degrees in Athlone, and the birds are chirping outside the window.
They're going tweet tweet.
And can I hear a bit of Frank
Bob
Sinatra?
Bob Marley.
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
And I'll put that on the playlist.
Why is he whispering?
Oh, it's so beautiful to listen to. And the music's kind of like old school music. And I'm not used to the pop music in Spain, but it's just something nice to listen to. I'm trying to log into WhatsApp app here, but I can't. So I'm just going to play it off my phone.
Graham, do you feel like you're cheating? Is it a little
no,
bit
I don't.
Dirty?
Because there's only music playing on Spin. So I'd be cheating if there was one of my good friends as a presenter on. But there isn't. It's so early in the morning, there's nothing else on. So
How long have you been listening to Shay?
Shay for about a year. So anyway, last week on the show, on the podcast, you would have heard us reference Andy Gleeson, haha.
You said he was your favourite ever radio presenter.
Definitely, number one, himself and Fergal Darcy. And he was producing the show Fully Charged last week, and I was just telling him about, I just listened to Shane, what's his name?
Shay
Byrne. And he goes, gee, do you like Shay Byrne? I was like, yeah, you know Shay? He goes, yeah, he's my uncle. I go, what?
Could you believe that?
Andy Gleeson, haha, he's your uncle? He's like, yeah, he's married to my aunt. I go, I'm sorry, what? So what Andy did, on Monday morning, I received a message from Andy.
Okay, put it close to the microphone. This is a message from Shay.
This is Shay Byrne auditioning for the Spin Breakfast Show. Here we go. This is my audition for the Spin Breakfast Show, for Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That was Richard Hawley, and that's called There's a Storm Coming. And he had a bit of a weather theme in his life because he wrote a song for Shirley Bassey, which is my favourite song, my favourite Shirley Bassey song. And I know it's a favourite of a Mr. Graham O'Toole as well. And Graham was 28 last week.
He's
a big fan of Shirley Bassey, and I was asked to play this specifically for him. So where we should be playing an ad break, we're not going to play the ad break. We're going to play this for this man who's on his way into work in Spin 103.8 FM to do the breakfast show with Graham and Nathan. But I know he's getting song ideas from this show, so we better play a song.
So
especially for him. This is Shirley Bassey, After the Rain. Happy birthday. And look after my nephew, won't you? Take care.
Oh, lovely man.
When I first watched that, I was thinking,
I think it's live.
I think it is live. The first time I watch, I go, oh, that's not live, just doing that song.
I'm telling you.
I actually think it's live. One second now. Hold on, I can find this.
The video's rolling and he's not live at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking when he outros that song.
Okay, Monday morning. I can log on to this.
What time would it have been at?
The internet isn't working in here. Why isn't the internet working?
Try Mozilla Firefox.
I'm going to try Mozilla Firefox.
It's always there for me. It's there for you.
How's everyone doing anyways? I'm going to try and talk like Shea Byrne.
I don't know that
I
song.
I think we're like...
What is that song he was playing? Shirley Bassey. Who is the founder of the internet? See, that's something you could look up. But the internet's not working.
Okay, we'll come back to it. I am excited because this is my final podcast for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, really?
Oh no, 3 weeks.
Wait, please tell me that. I didn't know.
Okay.
3 weeks.
Okay. Next week, I'm not on because I will currently be in the sky.
You will be in a tube in the sky that might go down and crash into some rocks.
Who knows? So that's the 22nd. That's week one. The 29th, I'm still on holidays.
Okay.
And then the following, the 5th, is when I'll be back. So 3 weeks.
Oh, Graham, I didn't know it was three
See
weeks.
See you later.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, you're complaining that I don't have a love for this podcast anymore. Maybe the...
You need time away from
it. I need time away and my heart will grow fonder with the time away. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Will I be able to call you for one of the podcasts? Like, I know you don't want to commit to it, but can I say I might message you at some point?
I'm going off the grid.
When are you back that third week?
I'm off. Okay.
If you're back
on Thursday, 3 weeks.
Let's do the podcast on Thursday.
I'm not back. I'm not back till the 1st of June.
I'm not going to see you for so long. No, Graham, I'm going to tattoo when you're away.
Yeah.
I could die.
I could die. I'm going to Italy. I'm very excited because I've always wanted to go to those towns you see where, you say like Top Gear, do all the driving around the small little roads.
Countryside.
And they come into the like cliffside roads and then they come into these towns which are built into the cliff and they've got the little beaches and it's called the Amalfi Coast. And I'm so excited to go there. And every time I tell people I'm going, they've already been there. They go, oh my God, you have such an amazing time.
You're going with your girlfriend, Claire?
Going with Claire.
What trips have you done with Claire? Because you are a very well-travelled couple.
Okay, so the first holiday we went on, I bought for her birthday. This was a very early present in our relationship. So, were we actually going out?
How long were you going out with each other for the first trip?
I think officially only a week.
What?
No, okay, so we met in...
Jeez,
it would have been very weird of me to have...
You can't go abroad.
No. Christmas. Okay, perfect. I got it. Okay. So we met in August, 4 years ago this year.
4 years ago in Castle Palooza.
Okay. And then we started going out... her birthday's in October. We started going out in November. Yes. And I bought her flights to Madrid for that Christmas. I thought I bought her for her birthday thinking, I bought her flights before we were going out. That's a bit eager.
Jeez, was Madrid the very first trip you went away?
Very first one.
When you went to the Bernabeu?
Yeah.
What's a re? And you went on the Segways?
Yeah.
Sure, that feels like the other day.
Well, it wasn't.
Actually, it does. How many years? That was 3 years ago.
That is 3 years ago. Three and a bit.
And did you do any hotel breaks before you went away?
Before I went to that one?
Before you went to Madrid?
No, that was the first one. We were literally only going out a month before I bought her the
That's
Christmas
That's so generous.
Bond. I'm a generous guy.
You're a generous lover.
We've also been to Cuba.
Where did you go after Madrid, though?
After Madrid...
Please, chronological order would really help my mind.
You know my memory's gone.
I know.
We went to Iceland the following year.
Somewhere before that.
The following year. We went to Copenhagen over the Christmas. We went to Cuba.
You've also done Glastonbury a lot.
Glastonbury, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it was Madrid, Glastonbury, Iceland.
Copenhagen?
Cuba, Copenhagen, Italy. Jeez, am I missing somewhere there?
They're very well travelled.
Is that it? Let me think.
What was your favourite trip so far? Cuba.
Cuba or Iceland? Iceland was absolutely unbelievable.
I was speaking to our friend Hef.
Yes.
He was in Copenhagen recently with his girlfriend.
Was everything closed like it was for me and Claire?
Most things were.
Were they actually?
Yeah. He said...
What is up with that city?
He would love to go to that city with lots of money. He said... Like he would love to try out the Michelin star restaurants because there's a lot there.
I found it the exact same as Dublin because Dublin's so expensive.
Yeah.
Canada!
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
When did you do that?
That was in August. So that was after Cuba but before Copenhagen. Went to Vancouver for a week. There we go. So anyway, I'm going to Italy. I'm going to be away for over a week and a half. The way it works with bank holidays and everything, I've nearly 2 weeks off work. and I've 3 weeks off the podcast. You know, I need to go away and to energize, but I have a big problem because Liverpool are in the Champions League final while I am in Italy. And not with the last time we were on holidays, but we were in Cuba together. Liverpool in the Champions League quarterfinals then. And I watched it in Cuba and I watched it in Toronto on my way home. I went a little bit apeshit. Like, because Liverpool bet Manchester City last year and I started losing the plot and it was great and I was nervous all day.
Did you watch the game in Toronto airport?
No, we had a 12-hour layover, so we went into Toronto, watched it in the pub and then went back. However, Italy. Different kettle of fish. Very dangerous football fans in Italy. My dad is so worried about me in Italy. He goes, please. Oh, Jesus. Because obviously...
Well, it's two English clubs though.
Yeah, but Liverpool knocked out Napoli in the group stage this year, the Champions League, and Naples is Napoli.
Don't wear your Liverpool.
Dad is begging me not to wear it.
Don't.
And because he's kind of begging me, I kind of want to wear
it. No, Graham.
But
don't.
I got a really good one for Christmas.
Don't.
It's 94.95.
Wear it, but have a jumper over it.
Now I don't know as well. So Claire's friends have been to Italy before, and we're just flying in on Naples. It's supposed to be an absolute shithole.
Really?
So we're actually not. The only reason we're staying in Naples is the night before we go home. So we're staying in a hotel outside the airport. I kind of want to go into the city to watch it because I feel like it's such a football country. It'd be class to watch it in an Italian bar. But then I've got to level that up with being killed.
Safety.
God, I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do?
I think you can make it very comfortable with yourself watching it in a hotel.
In a hotel?
Bar.
Bar.
Yeah, not in your hotel room.
Because I have actually read somewhere, I think they're live streaming it on YouTube.
Go to the hotel bar. Because yeah? At least you feel like you're in a bar, but you're literally downstairs from your bedroom.
Oh, I kind of want to go down.
No, who are you trying to prove?
Nothing proved.
Big man over there.
I'm not trying to prove anything. I kind of want to go into town with all the football fans.
But who are you going to talk to? And what about sweet Claire?
I go in to mama.
Will Claire watch it?
Yeah.
Can I ask about the flight? How long is it to Italy?
Ooh.
From Dublin
to
Naples, is it?
2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Oh, that's fine.
That's grand.
Have you put a lot of money aside for this trip? Because it seems pricey.
So we've paid. Actually, oh, geez. You know when you book a hotel,
yeah,
and you book it months in advance, and then
you stumped up the cash.
You look. Some of them take money out of your account straight away. Some of them wait till you get there, but some of them just randomly take money out of your account. The last day I was looking at my bank account, and I go, "Wait a minute, what's going on there?" And I looked at it and go, Airbnb have taken 200 and something out of your account. I go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But majority of them are paid. I like getting the hotels and everything paid for right then and there.
It's not
because when you go on holidays, you spend the money and you go, oh, God. So so the majority of the hotels are paid for. I still have one more to pay. And then we're renting a car. But for my birthday, Claire goes, anything you want. And I go, do you know what? Just pay for the car. And that'll be my birthday present. Because that's
an expense.
How much
was the car? Pricey?
I don't know. It was about 200 euro.
I'm concerned about you on the roads driving.
I'm very excited. Every time I say something to someone, they go, oh God, you're driving in Italy. Now, granted, my past experience with driving on the other side of the road didn't go great. It was in Canada. And I did
crash.
Scrape the car as I was leaving the car park. Because I wasn't used to driving automatic or on the left-hand side of the road. Or left-hand steer. Right-hand steer? Yeah, you know what I mean. No, you know what I'm talking about. As I was coming out of the car park, I did do a massive scrape. And then as I was pulling out of a petrol station on the last day when I was getting a little bit confident, I forgot which side of the road I was on and I was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Absolutely
and everyone
terrifying.
In the car was like, ah!
Graham, I am concerned about you hitting the streets, the mean streets of Italy.
Yeah.
I went online, Mozilla Firefox, it was when the internet was working a few minutes ago, and...
Do you want to know my actual journey, just before you give me whatever you've researched?
Do. So
fly into Naples.
Yeah.
And then it's a 3.5 hour journey from Naples to where I'm going.
How long are you staying in Naples? One night?
No. So we fly in, we're getting straight out of Naples.
Okay.
That's on the west coast, just kind of midwest. Then we go drive to the east coast. It's like going from Mayo to Dublin.
Hmm.
And we go to a place called Puglia.
Yep.
Stay there for 4 nights. And then we go back to the west coast. Another 3.5 hours. And we've got 6 nights around the Amalfi coast. And they're all those kind of windy roads along the mountains.
What
stuff
is
like
there
that.
To do in Amalfi? Are you going to really just relax?
Have some
drink wine.
Have some pizza.
Are you going to just eat and
get
drink?
Killed by Napoli fans?
What do you see yourself doing on this trip? Is it sights?
Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah.
Pompeii.
Oh, very interesting.
I think in Puglia there was some sort of safari thing.
I read a book called Pompeii a few years ago, and what I couldn't get over was just how weird it must have been living in that era.
What, with volcanoes erupting and killing you?
Yeah, but the weird men in it were strange.
Okay.
They were odd. I've told you this story before.
I don't know what you're talking
about. No, I have. Do you know they'd be on the boat and they always had one person? Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, I do. I don't really want to get into
it. Okay, then don't.
But do you want me to?
Do you want to?
They just,
why isn't the internet
working? They would have relations with always one specific person on a boat.
Okay. I don't remember that.
I told you that.
Well, that's interesting.
No, not, but
that, if that's a fact and it's in a book, that's completely fine for you to,
it was in
to
a
reference.
Book, but they would all have these homosexual acts, but yeah, they wouldn't be gay.
Okay. And that's okay.
It was just that era. But they'd be on the boat and they'd go, oh, well, we got women on the boat. And they go, ah, no, Stuart's on.
And what book was this?
It was called Pompeii.
And was it fiction or fact?
I'm not too sure.
Maybe it was made up. I read, once read this book about,
well, there was
this
a dragon
wizarding school. Don't know if it was real or not. And there was this cloak that made you invisible.
Hagrid,
I'm not too sure.
You're
now
a wizard, Harry.
Yes, I don't know if I'm wrong saying that now. It could have been fact. What do you got there? You've organised something for me.
Okay, well, I went online and I went driving in Italy. And someone put up a blog where he said, I don't recommend driving in Italy.
Why?
It is too stressful and there are too many variables to think about. Here is why. Lots of traffic, aggressive drivers, scooters, motorcycles, pedestrians, one-way streets,
but
trying to
everywhere.
Figure out where you're going, not for the faint-hearted.
Is that not everywhere, though?
Speeding tickets. Apparently, there are so many speed cameras around the place.
I don't speed.
And I read different stories where people were putting them online and said how they actually ended up breaking a speed limit. They didn't know there was a camera there.
Yeah.
And then months and months later, they received it in the post.
I'm not going to pay it because I'm in Ireland.
Yeah, but what will happen is you're renting a car.
Yeah.
That will go to the company of the car rental place and the car rental place will have your details.
I'll just say it wasn't me.
Fair enough.
They prove it.
So there is a lot of bad horror stories.
But that's
a lot
like
of people
everywhere.
Crashing.
No, go on.
So I'm giving you 10 Italy driving tips.
Oh, this is good.
Do you
good.
Want them?
Yes.
You can actually learn. And you listening, you might be going to Italy this summer. So here you go.
Is this just specifically for Italy?
Just for Italy, not for Ireland.
Okay.
Got to make that clear.
Wales?
No. Scunthorpe.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Drive with confidence.
Okay.
Just you doing the driving, is
what
it?
What do you think of my driving?
Aggressive?
Yes.
At times?
Okay. I get angry.
Not shy to use the horn.
I tried to use the horn the last day, but my engine was off.
You know, like, the back roads around the city centre, which is a bit scary?
Yeah.
Do you know the one behind, is it the opium rooms?
Oh, yeah, it's down by, yeah, I know.
Remember
the
you drove down there and I went, how do you even know this laneway?
Did I tell you the time where I was coming out of the gym there a couple of weeks ago and it was really good weather and I had the window down, but I didn't know the window, I forgot the window was down and I was shouting at somebody
and some
fella was standing outside the car. So one woman, I think, was in front of me. And that was grand. And then this fella pulled out and blocked the road where he needed, it was a yellow box. And she then couldn't get out and it completely disrupted the flow of traffic. And I was like, oh, what the fuck are you doing, you stupid? In my own, thinking that I was in my own little cocoon of a car. Because I was like, you're an idiot. Like, how can we all not just work together to make the traffic flow? And then your man outside goes, geez, have you ever calmed down? And I go, yeah, fair enough, to be honest. I'm getting very agitated over
nothing. Do you
remember
nothing. When I drove you around?
No, I don't.
Do you remember me as a driver?
Yeah, that was very bad.
Why do you always say it was very bad?
Do you want to know the incident?
Well, wait.
Do you
want to
know the incident?
Before you say something, I do want to say the last time you were in the car with me, now you've probably forgotten this, we played tennis. Do you remember?
Yeah, I
drove up to it. It was from my house.
Yeah.
And I drove back and you went, do you know what? You've gotten so much better.
Yeah, but used to speed going home. After the Sunday night show.
But I'm ashamed by that.
That was horrendous.
I am ashamed
by that. I was like, what is this dude doing?
That was a very bad time.
It was a very bad
time. I am ashamed by that.
You should be.
Did you speed?
No. I know I'm aggressive around
Why
the city.
Why didn't you tell me to stop speeding?
I did.
Did you?
You used to go, oh, should have been known on the roads. It was very bad. Shouldn't do that.
That was
you know,
awful.
I don't speed. Mainly, and I'm not going because I'm this great martyr. I just don't want to get penalty points. And
oh
it's
my God.
Unsafe.
I would never do it. No, I am ashamed
You would
that.
Never do because you've forgotten to drive. When's the last time you drove?
I drove Meg's automatic.
Drive the Audi?
No.
She won't let you near the new car.
But I was in
Meg, I know you listen. Do not let him near the Audi.
I was in Wesley College and I was driving around the car park.
Oh, really?
It's like a go-kart, though. I wasn't in the Audi now.
But you went around. Yeah, that's where I parked the car for training.
Oh, is it?
All the little gravel at the back.
I think I left a dent in one of the cars in there. Number two.
We're only at number
two. It annoys me that you, like, I'm not an awful driver. Don't make me seem like I'm literally, what is this?
You wouldn't
speak
to me.
Burning my finger in the cigarette smoker.
You turn off the radio because you're afraid.
I was trying to concentrate.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
That's not confident driver.
But I think it's good to be.
That's not a confident driver, though. That's someone who has to concentrate so hard.
See, the
that
first
they're
journey,
afraid they're going to make a mistake.
The first journey I had to do was, I think I drove to Dundrum. I remember that we did adventure golf and I drove us out there.
I've blanked out. Number two.
Remember that the left lane of the highway bracket autostrada is only for passing.
Okay.
Don't know what that means.
No, it does. So if it's like a motorway here, you've got three lanes. You've got slow lane, middle lane, fast lane. Fast lane on the right, so you got to switch it over so the fast lane will be on the left hand side. Okay, yeah, I can do
that. Is this entertaining?
No, this is interesting.
I think it is interesting.
I don't know if it's entertaining, but you're teaching me stuff and... Fingers crossed I take it in.
Unlike in other parts of the world, this is number three, where stop signs mean drivers should come to a complete stop, stop signs in Italy mean make sure the coast is clear before proceeding.
It's a yield sign.
Though. That's in a lot of countries around Europe.
It's a yield
sign. And
I get
very annoyed. Trying to cross the street and a car, there's a green man, but a car
that's
is still
not what
driving.
That's not what it's talking
What's
about.
What's going on?
That's not. It's not a red light. It's a stop sign. Two completely different things.
You're giving out. Because let me tell you.
Because you're wrong.
It's been many times, I think it happened in Berlin. Because I used to live there.
It's not.
Heck, I lost my virginity there.
These are two different things you're talking about.
It's not.
You're saying a red light. If the red light's on, the green man's on, you can walk. This is a stop sign. So in Ireland, in the test, if you pull up to a stop sign, you have to come to a complete stop. Look left, look right, then you can go in your test. You know, if there's nothing coming, you yield. Yield is... You're yielding the right of way. So if you're coming around a corner and the two roads are coming into one, you yield. So if you have to yield, if someone's coming on the other side, you let them go. However, if there's no one coming, you can keep on
going. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about though?
You're talking about if a red light.
Some people can go through red lights in different countries.
Different thing completely.
But good to know.
Great to know. Be cautious, the car doesn't abide by the rules of the road when it comes to traffic lights.
No, but I think it's allowed in certain countries. Are you listening to me?
You're talking about you can turn left on a red light in certain countries. In Canada, you can turn left on a red light if there's nobody coming.
Number four.
What?
Adopt the habit of folding in your side mirrors.
Okay, that's a good one.
Apparently people either hit into them because you're going to be in small laneways.
Yeah, boom, I'm going to use that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five. Horns... Why are you laughing?
Because we're only halfway, not even halfway through.
Horns are a useful mode of communication. They do that a lot.
Did you see the video of when Ireland were playing Italy in the rugby and there was some policemen giving them, what's it called? Guard of honour, but escort to the stadium. And they were hanging out the cars, waving at people to get out of the way. The cops were swerving over the place. And the lads in the Irish rugby players were videoing it. It was hilarious.
I really want you to tell me if the Italian people are beautiful. I'm saying
everyone's beautiful.
I'm sure they are.
Everyone's beautiful.
Six. A well-known Italian saying about driving is, "You watch your front, let everyone else watch your back."
You watch your front.
Let everyone else watch your back.
So if everybody watches their front, in turn you'll be watching the other. So if I'm watching my front and you're in front of me, I'm watching your back. That's good. So everyone look after themselves. And the rest will look after itself.
That's an awful motto for life. It's very selfish.
What's selfish? This internet not working.
Think you should think of other people. I've said it before.
And he'll say it again.
Ricky Gervais's show Afterlife on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, this is not sponsored by Netflix, by the way, this podcast. God, I wish it was. But in that show, they say, society works best when old men plant trees knowing they'll never get to sit in the shade. Knowing that maybe in your life, do things for other people, not just about yourself.
Is that in the... What's that in?
That's in Afterlife.
Oh, I thought that was the Italian care thing.
No.
Sorry, I found another computer in here that's going to help me try and find Shea Byrne.
Seven.
Yeah.
Know that there are speed cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
No, I told you that.
Yeah.
You're going to be on one of the country roads. You think, oh, I'm Vin Diesel.
Nope.
Speed cameras everywhere.
And no, I won't be going above the
Will
speed limit.
Will Claire be driving at all?
No, because it costs more to insure two people on it.
So you have to be careful about, obviously.
You like, always be careful.
Drinking too much vino.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried. Eight.
Love some wine.
A turn signal means, here I go.
And in every country. Nine.
What do you think about when... Because I've only really recently started to drink white wine with a meal.
Yeah.
So much nicer.
I don't like drinking beer with a meal.
Beer is so sluggish. And for years I used to drink it. And you're trying to eat your food while feeling really gassy and burpy.
It doesn't taste the same either, does it?
White wine, you can really knock it back and still enjoy your food.
All right, you have a problem. I can get more bang for my buck with the white wine.
When you're looking through the wine menu, I'll have the house wine. What year is that? 2019. Great year for wine.
I'll have four, please.
But they pour it into the glass.
Yeah.
And you have a little sip. And you go, that's delicious.
Are you ever going to say no?
What are you ever going to say? I think that's cork.
Vomit so all over.
Leave them. That bottle there and bring me another one.
See, about the guy who, this is brilliant. I think he was arrested. But he went around KFCs in South Africa or India, some country. And he pretended he was a quality
chicken eater.
No, like he worked for KFC and he had to check the quality of all the chicken.
Oh, brilliant.
And he kept going around to different KFCs going, how are you doing? I've been sent from head office. I just got to check the quality of the food. Can I get this? He couldn't eat. He did it for a year.
Wow.
He did it for a year. And I would, you know, I'd
fair
actually,
play to him.
I'd Google and get the proper story, but the internet isn't working.
Fair play to him. You don't need any more of that story. That's enough. That's like you having a bit of gossip in the park. Share it to the old folk. There you go.
There you go.
Number nine. If there's a mirror on the road, use it. What does that mean?
So what I can only imagine it means is if you're coming out of a driveway or something like that, and you're onto a main road and you can't actually see to the right because of something blocking it, maybe a hedge or a tree, there'll be a mirror that will let you see the reflection of the road going down to the right. So say, for instance, you're pulling out and there's a massive wall on your right hand side and you can't actually see as their car's coming.
Yeah.
There'll be a mirror right in front of you on the side of the road that you can look straight at that'll be angled towards one direction to help you see. There's one of them. There's a couple of them down the country, yeah. And that's it.
No, one more.
Oh.
There must be nothing worse than living in a house where you park your car in the driveway and then you every morning have to reverse out onto a busy street.
I could think of a lot of worse things.
Could you?
Yeah, I could think of a lot of worse things than having to do that every
morning. But there must be nothing worse. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there probably is. World War II was probably worse than that.
Are you ready for 10?
Yeah.
Are you really ready for it?
I don't think you're ready for
it. I want you to guess what you think 10 could be. Because I've really spoken about more or less everything. You need to know.
Okay.
You're a different driver.
Give me a clue as to what it's got to do with.
Your eye.
Keep your eye on the road.
Keep your eye out at all times for fill in the blank.
Pedestrians?
Don't try and look through my sheet of paper because it's bright.
I've been trying to read it backwards through your page. Pedestrians. Successors.
Graham O'Toole is going for pedestrians.
I can't even remember.
Graham O'Toole is going for pedestrians. Our survey says.
What is it?
Scooters.
Scooter Braun.
Be careful for Scooter Braun.
The music mogul. There'll be a case. I think that's a lot got to do with the city breaks in Rome and stuff. But I'd be driving on a lot of motorways in the countryside, so I think I'll be okay. My problem will be on the Amalfi Coast, where it's you could either have a crash or fall off a cliff. That's going to be my issue. But see, the reason I'm getting a car is because I don't like to be tied down to, right, we got to get up at this time and we got to leave at this time with the tour bus and then we got to get back at this time for the tour bus and we got to get the train. So I want to go on my holidays and I want to be able to drive where I want to go because it'll probably work out cheaper renting the car and I'll have more freedom. Now, I will say, if we do get, and I've said this to Claire and I said this to other people, if we do get to the Amalfi Coast and we realise, oh shit, this is actually very dangerous, well then, we will get on a bus and we'll do an organised tour. But to get across the country and to get back, it'll be well worth it getting the car from Naples to Puglia to Puglia to
Should
Amalfi.
Be safe.
Then Amalfi to Naples.
Be safe.
We'll be safe. Now,
Do you want to move on from Italy?
I was going to talk about a big thing that could be happening next week.
Oh, okay. Can I just say one more time? I'm really interested about Italy.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Are you in a rush?
I kind of need to go to the toilet.
Do you?
Didn't want to have to say it, but there we go.
One more thing before we stop the Italian music playing in the background. I just want to know.
Which song? Wait, what song is that?
No, stop.
Wait a second.
Stop it.
That's weird.
No, Graham, please have mercy.
Does anyone here?
Have mercy.
Chickens and cows having a fight. Stop kicking me.
Stop
kicking me.
Stop doing that.
You kicked me in the shin on Friday night. Stop doing that.
Why can't I? Then stop annoying me.
Someone kicked me in the shin on a night out a few years ago and I haven't forgotten about it. Some fella, I won't say names.
Who was it? And do I know the person?
He was in my circle. And then out of the blue, we're standing in a club and he just kicks my shin. And I just go,
you would get so thick about that.
I go, did you just kick my shin? And he goes, yeah. It's funny, but it wasn't. And everyone's like, why did you just kick his shin out of the blue? And everyone's just talking. And then you did it on Friday night.
That's because you were annoying me.
It brought back bad memories. No, it's because you were feeling awkward and you needed to change the subject. I know.
Why was I feeling awkward again?
Because you just were.
No, what? Oh, okay, yeah.
I know.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
I was grappling.
He had no conversation left in the conversation and he went to kick me in the shin. Look, as a distraction.
The only thing I really want to know, and I think you listening, you want to know as well, and it would be such a shame if we didn't find out before you go on this trip. Are you bringing a plug socket adapter?
No, do you know what I'm bringing? I'm bringing one adapter and an extension lead. Did I talk about this? Sometimes I forget what I've talked about on this podcast and on the show.
Because you don't care.
Yeah. So the new thing. Well, look, if we talked about it already, just reminding you. There is a huge issue when you go on holidays with the plug adapters and you're getting all these ones and I use my own experience. I want to plug my phone in and Claire wants to do her hair and all this kind of stuff and Claire needs to plug her phone in. It's like, not anymore. Now, after seeing something on Twitter, you plug in one plug adapter, one four-way extension lead, then you have everything. Genius.
Do you know, Graham, if we...
Someone said on Twitter, was it tweeting me? I think they tweeted me going, Graham, big thanks, recently went on holidays and use your thing.
Oh, I got a tweet the other day, big thanks to Nathan for nothing. Graham, if we went away together, would you be... Because I'm always... thinking about this when you actually go away on holidays with someone and it's a long period of time.
Thanks for the tip of bringing a multi-plug away. We're in Spain and save us fighting over who gets to charge their phones and they forget to use the hairdryer. Hashtag hall tips. There we go.
Graham.
Yeah, sorry.
You listen to me.
I'm listening, yeah. If we ever go away.
You know, you're away with someone for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You're doing the exact same things as the other person. Then when it actually comes down to a meal... You're sitting opposite the person. Happened to my brother whenever I went away with Evan. Just in the evening time, you'd be kind of sitting opposite the person. And that's when the drinks are always good fun and stuff. But you might just find sometimes you're stuck for conversation.
No, you see, I remember you saying this before. And this is just you thinking this. I remember you going...
Do you not overthink about it? No, like you're sitting there opposite the person going... So,
you said this. I remember before.
But you know what I
remember
mean.
Before on a holiday that Nathan had. We won't give a time frame of when it was. And you just said, I'm going away for 10 days. Do you ever think I might run out of stuff to say to the other person on the holiday?
Do you think like
I go,
that?
No.
Because I know you're an overthinker.
I don't think I can talk.
But if you and me went away for 10 days, do you think there would be some meals where we'd just be sitting opposite each other going...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there will be.
But would that be a problem for you?
Because if you're...
Why are you making me seem like an alien?
Because
I'm throwing out what you listening might actually relate to.
Because if you're with somebody you like...
You're comfortable in their company.
Yeah. Me and you spent a lot of time last Wednesday together.
Yeah.
That's why we released. And there was times we didn't talk and there was times we did talk.
But do you like the times when we're not talking?
Yes, I preferred them times. It's very quiet time.
No, okay.
Quiet time.
So you're
now,
saying
Nathan.
If we had a bit of pizza in front of us and I'm munching on a slice looking at you.
You're not going to be able to talk every second of a 2-week holiday. You can be comfortable in silence. And I think you need to
I don't know why you're
that.
Being like this.
Being like
I don't
what?
Know why you flipped it.
Flipped what?
I'm just being... I'm just opening up some dialogue here and you're shutting me down.
I'm saying
do you know what you've
you
done?
Need to be more comfortable.
You've created an atmosphere where I'm afraid to bring up things. You've twisted it. You've made me seem like a weirdo.
I'm trying to give you more confidence in yourself.
I'm not perfect.
You can be comfortable in silence.
So I'm sitting there. And just...
Don't knock over the coffee, please. All over the desk.
Okay. Okay, okay. Just pretend role play.
The two of us are sitting there. And the
Serene music.
And I'll be the waiter. A pizza for you and a pizza for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, you got my order wrong.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God. Wait, wait.
I'm enjoying the view. Shut your mouth.
Hang on. Let's do role play again. Okay.
Where are we going from? Okay, a pizza for you and a pizza for you and some glass of wine.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Wait, come on now. Get to grips with it. That was a long journey.
Well, you don't need to talk. I'm trying to eat my food.
No, I know.
Stop eating with your mouth full.
I'm sorry.
Stop speaking with your mouth full.
No, look, this isn't...
How long can you stay in silence?
No, this isn't a role play of staying in silence.
Oh, that's
this is a role play of conversation.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, of just... Yeah. This is what I would foresee what would happen.
Okay, okay, perfect. Okay.
This is night four on the trip.
Okay, okay. A pizza for you and a pizza for you. And your wine and enjoy your meal.
You getting sick of pizza?
No, because the pizza's going to be different from different areas initially.
Do you know the adapter up in our room?
Yeah.
I think the fuse broke.
It was a good idea though, wasn't it?
Have you brought enough clothes on this trip? Do you think you have?
Yeah. I told you though, I told you to roll your clothes because I can see the crease marks in your t-shirt.
Well, you would expect a hotel room to have an iron, ironing board.
Yeah, well, it's Airbnb.
Yeah.
So,
I actually said
iron not included on the homepage, so... We're staying in an Airbnb,
yeah?
Yeah, I
thought it was a hotel.
No, it's very similar. Good services. You see, this is actually good conversation. This is fine conversation.
No, now we're getting to other.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
With you?
Hmm?
The view is beautiful here, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know, like, the view is lovely.
It smells of fish.
What?
It's a seaside town. Do you want to go Lonely Planet book. Do I want to go out with you?
No. Do you want to go out tonight? Like, I see you're drinking the wine. What is this like? Or do you want to go back to your room after this?
Please. Nathan's very early. I want to go back to the room already. But if you insist.
Do you want to go back to your room afterwards?
Our room.
But yes, we've been sharing a room.
Okay. Gotta check on the fuse of the adapter. All right, just stop overthinking things. Everything's gonna be fine. You can have conversations with people. You can sit in silence as well.
Have you? Yeah. That's not fair.
Next week is gonna be very exciting because it was my suggestion, and you know, it could be one of these suggestions where I regret it in the future, where I could have created something that will eventually come to the downfall of my career.
Now it's still not 100% confirmed.
So that's what I'm worried about. Should we actually say it? Because I don't want to put on pressure on this person. I actually don't think we should say the person's name. We know the person listens. I suggested to you, Nathan.
He's been on the podcast before.
There we go. Been on the podcast before. That you should approach this one gentleman.
And co-present the podcast.
And co-present and fill in my shoes. For
3 weeks, is it?
No, for 1 week.
No, what if we did it for 3 weeks?
Nah, 1 week.
Why not?
One week. I'm missing for 2 podcasts, but I'm back in 3 weeks. So I think for next week, you go to this person. And it's still up to them. We're not forcing them to
Love this to happen, by the way. And it would just... Wait. Now, what are you doing there?
My bottle's empty.
What are you doing? You sniffed your bottle.
Yeah, because I need to wash it.
But this person might be joining me on the podcast next week. If it happens, happy days. Because do you know what? A lazy person could say, that's a podcast for 3 weeks. Not at all.
No, because most of all, I wanted this to happen because I want to see how this plays out.
This is interesting.
I want to see how this really plays out because you two, you're the best buddies. And
oh, do you think it could be flat?
And the time that we got on the podcast, it was great taking the mick out of Graham. And, you know, oh God, he prefers Nathan to Graham. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. That's fine. But let's see how you get on when you don't have me to fall back on.
Do you think that you are the content? That brings us together.
You can always take the mickey out of old Graham. No. Let's see how well you really get on.
I think this is going to be the best episode we've ever done.
What if this is the last episode we do? Because next week's episode is so good, you gotta have a breakaway podcast with this guy.
And you know what? Like, do I get your permission? Do I have it?
If it's good, it's good. I can't stand in the way of
are you
talent.
Gonna listen to it?
Of course.
But you said you're off the grid.
I listen when I come back.
When you're back in Dublin.
Who knows? I might listen in the car journey.
No way. Ooh. You need to focus on the road.
Yeah, I can listen to
you'll
things. I'm not like you.
You're laughing too much.
I'm going to listen to one of them.
That has been the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Graham, final words over to you.
This is a pizza. I need a pizza for you, sir, and have some wine. And I'll see you later. How is the adapter up in the room? This could be the last time.
Last time.
This could be the last podcast. Not because anything bad's going to happen, but because Nathan and the next week's presenter could have their own one from now on.
And how long should the podcast be next week? Do you think keep it short?
I think an hour.
Oh, wow.
Ah, no, half an hour.
Ah, I'm just going to... Which seat should I sit in? A little bit of me wants to sit here.
I think sit here. Let him sit down here. Set your levels on the computer. And then...
Just chat.
And let just... You don't have to sit up beside the computer. Just lie back. I'm going to check the internet once more to see the Shea Burn.
No, come on. It's over now.
No, it's not over.
Let's finish it.
I don't think he would have said Spin 1038.
No, he wouldn't have. That's too much. Graham, say goodbye.
Bye!
So, you've made it to the end of Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Hopefully, that's because you're engaged by the chit-chat the boys were having and not because you've fallen asleep with your headphones in. If you did enjoy it, please give it a 5-star rating and leave a review, and that'll help drive it up the charts and help other people find it as well. I swear that's the only reason I wanted to do well, and not because Graham promised that if it went to number one, he'd get a circumcision. Anyway, I'm Papa Snork. You've been delightful, and hopefully we'll catch you back here again next week.